Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. Good afternoon. This is Aaliyah Walker, your host at Personal Hearts Radio. Today is Wednesday, March 30th, 2016, and it's 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. God bless you. Thank you for being a part of this show. I am believing, and I thank you for believing with me, that all nine gifts of the Holy Spirit will be manifest as we discuss what's on the Father's heart, especially for you. Personal Hearts is a radio show that talks person to person, heart to heart, directly to you, because God has a word for you. Jesus is always talking. He's always talking, but most of all, he's always listening. So if you have anything on your heart while we go on to the show, just ask God and believe that your prayers will be answered, even right now, because faith is now. And you know what? God answers faith. And faith is really simple. It's just believing in what God said. But, you know, faith goes further than that. When you believe what God says, then you take it further. And you actually do what God says. Because there are a lot of people who like to talk, but there are a few people who actually do what God says. That's why God says there are many that are called, but what? Few that are chosen. So let's be the ones that are chosen. And you're chosen when you do what God says. What does Jesus say in the New Testament? He says, they will know that you are my disciples because you have love one toward another. And Jesus says, how do I know that you love me? When you obey my commandments. How do you know when your child hears you obey or does what you say, when they obey your commands? God is not much different. And so parents in comparison to God, that's a whole other show. But I just wanted to dig into that just a little bit. In the Ten Commandments, the third commandment is, honor thy mother and thy father, that the days may be long upon the earth. Do you know why God put that in there? He put that in there because our parents are a pattern of what our children will look like to God, meaning our parents will pattern how our relationship with God will be. You are their universe for that moment. And so when you have that moment with your children, pour into them the Spirit of God. Pour into them the Word of God, because you're their universe and they don't know anything. They know, well, babies do, but they're not able to articulate it. They come straight from heaven to be with you. God chose you. So while you have them, pour into them the Spirit of God. Pour into them the Word of God, that they may be the light that shineth in the darkness. And that's today's show. That's for somebody. Praise the Lord. I just say what the Holy Spirit gives me. And this is not all. This is nothing about me. It's all about glorifying Jesus. And when we glorify Jesus, the Holy Spirit is right there to help us and to assist us. So the title of the show is How Bright Is Your Light? We're continuing from last week's show when we talked about the term in Haggai, and we discussed and we read in the first chapter in Haggai, and we discussed some terms in that book. So we're going to continue from the book of Haggai, and we're going to talk about how bright is your light. And before we do that, we're going to go into our first praise and worship song. And this song is called Remember. 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 My Passion. I'll be right back. Thanks for tuning in.
My heart hates every word that you speak. I need you, Lord, come find me. Holy Spirit, breathe. I've been walking through deserts. I need more of your presence. I'm weak, Savior, be my strength.
Praise
God, there's so much in that song. Hallelujah. It just makes you want to get up and dance. So we're tying in. Thank you for tuning in again. This is Personal Hearts Radio, and your host is me, Aaliyah. And we're tying in last week's show titled, Just Three Words, Consider Your Ways. And today's show, How Bright Is Your Light, I'm going to read an excerpt from Haggai. Haggai is just two chapters from the Old Testament. You start from Malachi to Zechariah, and then you have Haggai. And Haggai is only one or two chapters long, and I'm going to start from verse 5. Now therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts. This is the Father saying, consider your ways. If God is going to speak to you, you know, a lot of people say, only God can judge me. Do you really want God to judge you? I've seen God's judgment. Thank God, not in my life, but I've seen it in my family's life. I've seen it. And you don't want God to judge you, because when God judges you, praise God, you have only two options, death or near death. Don't say you don't want God to judge you. You don't want that. Because when it gets to the point that God has to judge you, that means you're too hard to bend. You're too hard. Your heart is too hard for the Holy Spirit to speak to you. Consider your ways. So consider what you say. Don't say, I want God to judge me. Because if He does, you may not live through it. So when God is saying, consider your ways, He, in verse 6 of chapter 1, He says, you have sown much and bring in little. You eat, but you have not enough. You drink, but ye are not filled with drink. You clothe you, but there is none warm. That means you put on clothes, but you're still cold. You eat, and you're not satisfied. You drink, but you're still thirsty. And you, he that earneth wages to put into a bag with holes. How many of you have gotten your paycheck? You know, let's say your paycheck was $110, $200, $350, $450, $5. And as soon as you get it, it's eaten up. You have enough only for bills, and what you have left is barely enough just to buy something at the store. You can't buy anything nice for yourself. Consider your ways. And the Father is saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. God is saying, I love you. Consider what you're doing. Think about where you're going. Think about what you're saying. Consider your ways. Are you in a relationship with the person that you know God told you not to be with? And you keep going forward with that person, hoping they'll change their mind, hoping God will change his mind. And God's saying, wait a minute. Before you go any further, consider your ways. And so when you consider your ways and you step back for a moment, you say, thank you, Lord, that you've closed this door. Because I know when you close a door, you have a better one for me. Because God is saying, hey, I want to close this door because you're going the wrong way. This isn't the right way. So let me close this door because you seek my face. You keep asking me, and I'm closing this door because you won't. And now I'm putting you into a new door, a new avenue. But if you keep pushing and shoving yourself into a place where you don't belong, eventually you'll end up in a place where you don't belong. And God will still love you. Jesus will still love you, but He's trying to save you from heartbreak. He's trying to save you. Consider your ways. Think about what you're doing. So when you've thought about what you're doing and you've turned around, now your light can begin to shine, because now you're in the will of God, not in the permissive will of God. You want to be in the perfect will of God. And the only way that you can be in the perfect will of God is by doing what he says, because God's word is his will. So if you want to be in the perfect will of God, find out what he told you to do and do it. Once you do it, then you'll gradually graduate from there, and then you keep going and keep going and keep going until you find his rest, until you're in his rest, until you're in that place where you're like, wow, this is it. I'm where God told me to be. I'm where God wanted me to be. You don't have to struggle with, wow, am I supposed to do this? Am I supposed to do that? No. You are in God's perfect will, and I'm speaking to you this way, and not me, the Holy Spirit speaking to you this way, because time has literally run out. Jesus will soon appear in the clouds of heaven with the loud trump calling the bride up unto him to join him in the air. You want to do, you want to speak all that you will for God. You want to let your light shine. And God, the Holy Spirit, is saying that some of you, well, not some of you, one of you who's listening, you're content being at home. You know, you have a light, but it's in the house where nobody can see it. Who puts a candle under a bushel? No, when you want to light a candle, you set it out in the open so it can bring light to the whole house. So that person that's sitting at home, and yes, you love Jesus, and yes, you read your word, but that's all that you do. And yes, you're kind to people, but there's more for you. God wants you to shine your light so bright that others can see it. And you know how to let your light shine? You want to know how you do it? It's really simple. You tell people about Jesus, because in John, the Gospel of John, the Bible says that Jesus is the light. And Jesus is the one that lighteth every man that cometh into this world. And you can read that in John chapter 1. It says that Jesus is the light, and that he lights every man that cometh into the world. And so that's how you let your light shine, by talking about the light giver, who is Jesus Christ. It's not our light. What do we have to do with anything? Our works are as filthy rags. But the reason that we accept Jesus Christ into our life is not to acquire a big mansion. It's not to have a better car. Yes, we can still have those things, because God loves us and he wants to give us those things if you want that. But the purpose of becoming born again is to let your light shine. And to let your light shine is talking about Jesus. Praise God. We're going to go into our second song, and this song is titled, You Are Loved. It's not that long, but I want to let you know, you are loved. Amongst everything that I've said, or not that I said, the Holy Spirit said, it's because you are loved. So you see that you are loved. You are loved. I'll be right back.
We hide pain in the weirdest places. Broken souls with smiling faces. Fighting for surrender. For now and the after, yeah. Just look around and you see that people are scared to say how they really feel. Oh, we all need a little honesty, yeah. You are loved. If your heart's in a thousand pieces, if you're lost and you're far from reason, just look up, know you are loved. Thank you. zeros alight, not expected, but not quite perfected yet. Look up, see the sun is shining. There's hope on a new horizon. Calling you, it's calling
you. You are love.
If you're lost in a thousand pieces, if you're lost and you're far from reason, just look up, know you are love. Just look up, know
you.
Shouldn't be. When God's saying, how bright is your light? He's asking you, what are you doing for Christ? Yes, you've accepted the call on your life. And so what are you doing with it? What are you doing with the call that God has on your life? You are important. And your life is important. You're here for a reason. You matter. And God loves you. So shine the brightness that is within you. Allow the Holy Spirit to use you wherever you are, at your workplace. If you're working as a person in the sanitation department, or if you're working at a legal firm or in a doctor's office, your light can shine right where you are. It's just a matter of you opening your mouth and saying, Jesus loves you. I love you. Giving someone a track, showing the love of God, that's shining your light. You know, there are a lot of lights in this world. A lot of the light that you're seeing is darkness. You're seeing someone's light by the deeds that they do. We have terrorists who are killing innocent people. That's them shining their light, but that light is darkness. That's them shining their darkness. And then you have others who assist those people, who give them food and clothing. That's them shining their light. Their light of love, You shine your light wherever you go. It's just a matter of what kind of light is it? Is it the brightness of the light of Jesus Christ? Or is it the light of your own will? Or is it darkness? How bright is your light? And when you ask yourself that question, say, God is saying, consider your ways. How bright is your light? Are you telling people about Jesus? Are you showing love to people by saying, Jesus loves you? That's our purpose. The will of God is to abstain from fornication. That's His will. The will of God is to do what He says. The will of God is to evangelize. The will of God is to pray. The will of God is to worship and to read our Bible and to be obedient in our tithes and offerings. The will of God is to spend time serving in the church in any way. And if you don't know the will of God for your life, if you say, Aaliyah, I hear what you're saying and it all sounds good, but where do I start? Where do I start? Start in His Word. Start reading in the Word of God. You can start right in the book of Matthew. If you read the book of Matthew, go to Mark. If you read Mark, go to Luke. If you read Luke, go to John. If you read John, go to Acts. Right there, that's His will for you. And when you start doing what Jesus told you to do, your light will become brighter and brighter and brighter. So to wrap last week's show and this week's show up, God is saying, consider your ways. And when you go into your secret closet, you worship and you pray to God, and you say, Father, what ways should I consider? And He'll tell you. You repent, you go back to your first love, which is Jesus. And then you say to yourself, how bright is my light? Or what am I doing for Jesus? Then you get to that place where you start obeying God, and He's going to start using you. And your light, when He starts using you, He might say, I want you to buy someone groceries, or I want you to give, instead of giving $20 in the offering, I want you to give $30 in the offering, because that pastor or that church is going to use that money to clothe and feed the needy. Your light in the spirit realm, it will become brighter, and then people will begin to see. They're going to say, something's different about you. Did you color your hair, or did you get a new facial or something? And it's not that. It's the brightness of Jesus. It's your light, but it's His light in you, and people will begin to see it. But it first starts in the spirit realm. It starts there. So consider your ways. Then, once you consider your ways, repent. Come back to your first love, and God will make the light that is within you, which is Him, to shine brighter and brighter. And then you no longer have to ask, how bright is your light? Because you'll know that your light is Jesus Christ. I love you guys, and thank you for tuning in to our show. You matter, and you're important. You're amazing, and you are designed for purpose. Find that purpose in Christ and live it. God bless you. I look forward to being with you again. Have a wonderful week.
Lord, I'm ready now. I'm waiting for your trial. My